At the heart of the arts in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Sterling Behan. This weekend will mark the end of an era in the Valley, when Charles Bruffy ends his tenure as music director of the Phoenix Chorale. The Chorale had its beginnings nearly 60 years ago, and has long set a standard for the choral sound here, but with Charles and his connection with the singers and with the audience, international acclaim was reached, with 10 Grammy nominations, 3 Grammy wins. Over the years, I've spoken with Charles many times, and we sat down recently for one last chat. Almost like an iceberg, there's what we see of Charles Bruffy, but then there's the rest of his life. I don't know that everyone knows or will remember just how busy a guy you are. I'm assuming in giving up coming to Phoenix, you're going to still be as busy in Kansas City as you've been.
God, I hope not.
Well, you've had the Kansas City Chorale.
Yeah.
How many years is that?
35, I think.
Wow. But working with the Kansas City Symphony Chorale?
Yes, and I have a church job that I love. And I've been there for 25 years.
Which is a busy job, too.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And then it happens again next Sunday, and again next Sunday, and again next Sunday. I don't know how Bach did it.
Will you keep doing all those things?
Yeah, I'm going to keep doing everything I'm doing. I'm just not going to be running out to Phoenix every week.
Mm-hmm.
In case anybody's looking for an apartment downtown, I have one available.
It's to sublet. I feel a Roger
Miller
song
coming. No, it's for sale. No subletting. Okay. I do not need to manage one more thing.
Is there a moment from performances in Phoenix that you're going to carry with you the rest of your life?
When we were recording the double chorus mass by Frank Martin, we were at Camelback Bible Church, which is the location for one of our upcoming concerts. During the recording of the Agnus Dei, there was a palpable presence in the room to the point that I turned around to see who was there. There was something in the room. And I think that availability to the human spirit is why we sound like we do. A big part of the last 18 years has been personal evolution. Part of my evolution is allowing myself to recognize that what we have done matters.
But it hasn't all been those big, glorious pieces. There's been the fun times. I'm thinking of the working with the folk band, the bluegrass.
Yeah,
band.
And the movie score concert and the.
But what rang so true there was, you're doing it with this group, and maybe these friends coming in and doing it with you all together. And no, it's not Rachmaninoff Vespers, but man, this is powerful stuff too.
Yeah, you know, whatever we do, we try and be authentic and. We are serious about having fun, and I am serious about including the audience and bringing them, frankly, what they deserve.
Did you feel the connection to the audience immediately, or did that have to grow?
Yeah, I really love the Phoenix audiences because they are very attentive. They're on the stage with us, sharing in the experience.
I'm not even going to ask you this. I'm going to tell you. Your contribution to the Valley is beyond the Phoenix Chorale, and as if that weren't enough. It's not Grammy Awards. It's a presence you brought, and I love that there was this sound in our midst for this time. We will forever be grateful, and I know I speak for everyone in the audience who doesn't get a chance to tell you that personally. We thank you very much for your time here.
That touches my heart.
This Friday and Saturday evenings, and with a last performance Sunday afternoon, the Phoenix Chorale presents Bruffy's Best, a send-off and salute to what will surely become known as the Bruffy Years.